the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And the reading today is from Mark chapter 7, verses 38 and onwards. Jesus cures a deaf man. Then when Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis, they brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him aside in private away from the crowd and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute to speak. This is the word of Jesus Christ. So there we have Jesus listening to those who brought the deaf mute along to him. They who brought them along, presumably, were the apostles, the disciples, the followers, or maybe they were the deaf man's family. Whoever the they were, they'd been listening to the needs of this deaf mute. And they'd listened, too, to the power that Jesus had shown in the area, and his fame had come before him. So they had listened carefully, and they brought the deaf, mute man to Jesus. And then Jesus did extraordinary things. He put his fingers into the ears of the deaf man, and he spat. He sighed and looked up into heaven. And through the faith of the deaf man and his friends and the great faith of Jesus and belief in the goodness of the whole of the people of God, this power came through, and the deaf mute was able to hear and talk. And this reading down for the day of the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, we have a rather sickly and poor adolescent girl, a very unlikely person, really, to receive the message of Mary, the Mother of God. But listen to her, she did. And so great things have happened at Lourdes in all the following years. And the procession at Lourdes, which will be held as often as possible, day after day after day, but big processions at this time in February. The message is so simple. People walk around carrying candles, pushing people in wheelchairs, and singing their hearts out, Ave, Ave Maria. It's quite a simple song, really. Hi there, Mary. Hello, Mary. Good day, Mary. People responding with all their faith, thinking of Mary, thinking of the sick people that they're bringing to this place of healing. Some are healed in body, some in spirit, some in emotions, some in faith. A variety of healings come, and there's the simplicity, the unlikely person, Bernadette, receiving the message, the unlikely resources that Jesus used in healing the deaf mute, spit, and his fingers in the ears of the man. These are all unlikely but simple measures that are taken and yet are powerful. So while I was thinking on these matters and wondering what the message is for us today, I wondered, are we really listening? Every now and then it shows up badly that as a total people we're not listening. It's many years now since the scientists have been saying, look out, we have to do something. Global warming is going to bring terrible weather conditions. And then that lucky country next door to us in New Zealand, that island to our west called Australia, so often they're desperate for rain and water. And yet in the last month, they've had disaster upon disaster, massive flooding over vast areas in Queensland, massive flooding in Victoria. It went on for a couple of weeks. Then the following week, there was Cyclone Wilma, also in Queensland. Large tract of land battered mercilessly. And now in West Australia, there are bushfires quite rampant. All of this within a narrow space of 4 weeks. So how do we listen to the details of climate change when Northern Europe, the Northern Hemisphere, has had such terrible snow? And last summer, Russia had untold heat waves. Extraordinary things are happening. And yet it's probably the small things, the simple things that we can all do that may help to calm this radical change in our weather patterns. Also in Egypt, we don't know what the result of the current protesting will be. It's still unfolding. But there were leaders not listening again, not listening to the plight of particularly the young people, highly educated, very able, and yet not a bit of work for them anywhere. And it was the simple tool of the Facebook, the social networking system, that brought the people out together to protest en bloc and to keep on protesting. It's over a week now. The simple measures are often very powerful if we are listening clearly to what needs to be done in time of emergency. So that leads us to think about our own personal deafness. What are the things we are not listening to? Maybe in our relationships, maybe in our workplaces, maybe just in the way we live our lives. What are we not listening to? And what are the simple measures we are challenged to accept?